Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link at our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our big outdoor show at Millennium Park in downtown Chicago, right in the waterfront on August 9th. It's free to the public. And if a crowd of people in Chicago doesn't sound like fun, well, then come see us up in Milwaukee on August 30th at the Riverside Theater. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. It's Mark Gillespie in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Haddonfield, New Jersey. Well, I'm from New Jersey. What do you do there?
I do a podcast on whiskeys.
Do you really?
And write about it for a whiskey website.
Wow. And you can make a living drinking whiskey?
Yes. Not a great living, but you can make a living.
Right. Well, Mark, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a big winner. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
Here's your first limerick.
Do I have some weird unseen stench shell? My handheld device here can tell. My armpits I swipe to see if I'm ripe. It has quite a keen sense of...
smell.
Yes, indeed. A company in Japan has created a new handheld device to help office workers detect if they themselves have body odor, because you can never smell yourself. It's like a nose, but without the gag reflex. It's called the Tanita ES-100. The ES stands for extra sense, and the 100 stands for the percentage of time it hates its job. It's a useful device to make sure everybody stays happy in the workplace, unless, of course, you receive it from your office Secret Santa, and then somebody yells, "It's me, I'm your Secret Santa, it's Cindy in the next cubicle over, for God's sake, use it." Mark, here is your next limerick.
When hot dog buns have gotten sandy, sponge sugar is there, hot and handy. And here is the matchup. Add sprinkles, not ketchup. Serve hot dogs in pink...
cotton candy.
Yes! Or rather, perhaps, no. The Erie, Pennsylvania Seawolves minor league ballpark rolled out a new game-time treat for their annual Sugar Rush night. It's a regular hot dog with a bun made of cotton candy and sprinkled with Nerds candy. It's the perfect meal if you've always wanted to throw your kid into a food coma they can somehow scream through.
It's kind of the salt sugar thing, which I do like.
Yeah, like a Hawaiian pizza. Pineapple and ham goes well together.
Well, yeah, okay. Pineapple is sweet. It's fruit juice sweet.
And a real thing.
So is cotton candy.
But cotton candy is just sugar.
May I just say that... dish that you just described to us.
Yes.
In these troubled times when we're when we're feeling bad about the Supreme Court and where we're going and the lack of civility, you tell me America isn't the greatest country on earth. To still come up with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be the best 4th of July ever.
Really? Yeah.
All right, here is your last limerick.
Where Mandy plays, I rarely plan to go. Now Rite Aid's the most scary clan I know. I say, hasta mañana to Copacabana. These panhandler hates.
Can I hear that again?
Oh, yeah. You're going to need to. This may be either one of the greatest or worst limericks that Philip Gotica has ever written.
Where Mandy plays, I rarely plan to go. Now, Rite Aid's the most scary clan I know. I say, hasta mañana, to Copacabana. This panhandler hates...
Barry Manilow.
Yes, he gets it!
Wow.
How about that?
Rite Aid stores in California have a new way to clear out panhandlers from in front of their stores. They blast Barry Manilow music at full volume all day long. The only problem is these stores have neighbors... and they're going insane. One neighbor told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "I thought some older man had died and left a Barry Manilow's Most Depressing Hits CD on repeat." So they have all these complaints, and Rite Aid management said, well, what would you rather have, Barry Manilow or panhandlers? In any event, it's better than their first plan, playing Barry White to get the panhandlers in the mood. Bill, how did Mark do in our quiz?
Mark did great. 3-0, right down the middle.
Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Her name was